I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
In!
Hold on.
All right, we're back. Back for a big old juicy sode of Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can watch the show on twitch.tv/bestfriends420. You can hang out with us. It'd be fun. You can see this new look I'm trying out. This is the new me. But I'm not going to tell you about it. You have to come watch.
Yeah, the cat ears. The cat ear headphones.
Dude, I told you not to say anything.
Sorry, I had muted myself because after my Indeed, I took a hit of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started coughing.
What?
So I was on mute.
Ice cream,
but
cereal.
I needed
what's in the bowl?
It was a cereal bowl.
Nice.
Smacks. I took a big hit of Smacks.
I took a big old serving spoonful of Smacks.
Big hit of Smacks. Yeah. So ran a little bit later than I was hoping to. The game went long.
Yeah.
I gotta start here because, well, no, it ended in a tie because we were at time. But it was my worst softball game I've had, like definitely with this team and maybe just ever, since in all my rec softball years.
It was softball.
It was rough, man. It was rough. I'm going to say before I make excuses, I'm going to say it like, obviously, I'm not a fan. I'm not like, you know, the fucking bee's knees when it comes to softball. I'm fine. So I'm very susceptible. I'm definitely prone to making errors. But usually I pride myself as being, you know, a pretty good fielder. I usually make the plays I should. Every once in a while, I'll make a play that will surprise you. But
Prince has errors
happen. Errors happen along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very tired today. I don't want to hear that. Good thing it's only fucking 7:40 by you. I blocked the first hour of my morning for Baldur's Gate tonight, so.
That's awesome.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, had a really rough game. It started with a play that, you know, it would have been a nice play if I made it, but I should have made it, and I didn't, so that's one. No big deal. And by the way, I'm in a hitting slump, too. I didn't get any hits in the last game. This game, my first hit, I hit it really hard, and the shortstop made a nice play.
Would you say you're a streaky player?
No, not usually. I would say I'm usually fairly consistent. Couple hits a game.
Okay.
You know, if I'm really having a good game, maybe I'll get some doubles, but usually they're singles. Just, like, solid hits either through or over the infield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually just a solid defender. I don't think I'm a streaky player, but I've been fucking in a slump for sure. Like the last two games, I didn't get any hits. Now it's just like kind of in my head, like not getting any hits. And then I made another error. I made another error that was actually don't even remember what happened, but an error, a play I should have made. Then to top it all off, after I finally made a reminder about guys. The lighting on this field is fucking awful. I will say that. Like, the ball is a fucking shadow coming at you, truly.
Yeah.
And third base, the ball can come kind of quick. It's one of the important positions because not a lot of people even want to play it or can play it because you got to make a long throw and the ball will come quick. And if you don't play close, if you play too far back and for anyone who's decently quick running, which plenty of people in this league are not, but if you are decently quick running, like you're probably not going to throw them out. Yeah. So I play close.
Like buttered toast.
Yeah, right after I made a play, a fucking pop up in the infield, and I dropped it, which is like very unlike me, and just like basically popped out of my glove because my confidence is shot. Even the play before with the line drive that I caught, it wanted to pop out of my glove. Like I felt it. You know, I was in shambles today. I really was. Like I was.
Yeah.
You know, feeling down. And try not to show too much because, like, it's softball. Like, trying to be a little bitch about it. But, like, also just feeling like letting people down. It sucked. It was
take a bat to the, like, Gatorade dispenser. I'm trying not to show it.
Dude, I wanted to, man. And then I couldn't get a hit. No one on our – the game tied 3-3, which is a very low score. So, like, no one was really hitting, me included. But an absolutely brutal game. So after the – after that dropped pop-up, that was with two outs. At this point, the game is tied 2-2, and it's the – it's the sixth inning. It's the bottom of the sixth. We have two outs, nobody on base. I dropped that fucking pop-up. So now we have, or maybe there was somebody on base and I dropped the pop-up. So now there's first and second.
Okay.
No, it was I dropped the pop-up, next I got a hit. Because the guy who, the context to the story, someone had got a hit and I dropped the pop-up because the guy on second was fast. There was people on first and second, two outs, and the dude on second was their fastest runner.
Okay.
So naturally, it's a big spot. Like, I think we play seven innings. So if they score there, they take the lead and we have three more outs, I think. I can't remember if it was supposed to be six or seven innings. But anyway, like, we do not want that run on second to score.
Right.
And of course, like, I am at this point in the game, like, I want this game to end. I'm not having a good game. I have no confidence. I am hoping the ball is not coming to my way, honestly, which is not the thing you want to be thinking before the ball's about to come your way. And what do you know? The next fucking hit, ground ball to third.
Coming your way.
I make the play. I snag it. I snag the grounder. And the dude, so the play is to run to third, right, to get the force out. And I don't want to throw the ball. Oh, my second error of the game was a throwing error. That's the one I forgot. So it was the three errors, throwing it. It was the first error, throwing error, pop-up. And so now I have to run to third to tag it because I don't want to throw the ball. And that's like the out I can get without throwing it. But the dude running from second is fucking fast. And the grounder kind of took me into the hole between second and third. So now it's a fucking foot race it's like a quick little foot race to third. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, you are not letting, you're getting this fucking out and getting out of this inning. And so I dive head first. Glove first, you know, to get to third, to get the glove on third. Third base is an absolute fucking sand pit. So my face, I have sand in my mouth, in my nose, on my forehead. Like because I'm kind of sweaty. So I'm just like covered in, I'm just sand man. Yeah. And just feeling like this is what I deserve. You know, just feeling like my glasses came off.
This is very Charlie
when
Brown.
I dove.
Yeah.
And, like, well, it was a big play, and people were happy, but I honestly, there's no way I am very anti-diving in this softball league. It's dangerous, like, it's stupid to do so. Yeah. So I never do. Like, if I don't make all those errors in this game, I'm probably not diving. I'm probably just risking it. Or, like, the smart play is to try and tag them, and I was just too tunnel vision to think of that.
You're a competitor.
Yeah, so it all ended with me now covered in fucking dirt and sand all over my shirt and my face and like and having to shower, which I usually wouldn't because I'm not like I'm usually just like a slight teeny sweat like I can
a glisten. Wait. I was thinking game, of man. Just because you were game. Talking about like the errors and stuff, you making that dive in like slow motion, just like fully like Supermaned out, and you
probably hit looked the ground way and graceful.
And pull back, you're 3 feet away from the bag. So you, like, did not actually make it.
Guy runs
and the guy on third just runs around you and scores.
Dude, that's how it felt tonight, man. It was tough. And a realization, so I can complain about, like, the shadows, the light. The field is obviously shit. Mm-hmm. But... like the pop up was just inexcusable. That was just purely like just completely my confidence was wrecked.
Yeah. Dave actually messaged me about that.
Dave doesn't play on the softball team. So damn it, he wasn't there.
Okay, I just know he likes baseball. So I took a shot.
He knows the guy
took a shot.
Got He knows the guy. No, Dave actually suffered a really severe elbow injury in a bike accident a couple years ago, and wouldn't, I don't think, be physically able to place. I don't think his, you wouldn't know that he has it, but there's like certain things he just doesn't have great like motion in his elbow.
Damn. Do you, yeah. Okay. It was a couple years ago, you said.
He's a big bike guy, and now he's a big runner guy, and so I think he would go on like
cycling.
I think he got hit by a car. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, in New Orleans, can you believe it?
Yes, 100%. I know you're being facetious, but I like I said if I don't show up to work, I'm on CHOP in Louisiana. I got blasted.
Yeah. So Dave is not there, but yeah, really, really. Rough game, and I just and the realization I've been making with softball more noticeably is how much worse, how much less athletic I am getting as I get older, which I know is like an thing, but like I fucking feel it, dude. Like, man, these MLB players who are like 40, how insane is that?
It is insane, but also the other thing you got to remember is they, like, when it's their job, they, like, the science, there's nutritionists, movement scientists, like, all that stuff. They have access to things we'll never have access to.
But I think there's a, yeah.
Like, and I know like, it doesn't stop the aging process, but I think it retards it a bit. Like, it's...
No.
It slows it down.
I agree. But yeah, like it's crazy because I've been playing rec softball and I maybe it might just be like, you know, beer goggles kind of looking in the past. I don't know what the right word is that like, you know, reminiscing and thinking it was better than it was. Yeah. But like when I started, when I was playing softball in New York, and that was after really not playing much baseball for years.
Yeah.
But I've always been pretty athletic, pretty good, like good. I've always had really good hand-eye coordination.
I have
too. And like good reflexes.
Same.
And
it's crazy how far that can take you in like casual sports.
Yeah, and so like you, yeah, exactly. Like, but you know, I've always also really liked baseball, and so when in New York, I remember like I joined that team, and again, this was a low division team. So I am not like, I am not one of these guys that I'm saying like I belong on these, you know, old dude softball teams who just rake and they never make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not, this is like very casual, yeah. But amongst the casual players, I was a really strong player, yeah. And like could play shortstop, wouldn't make a lot of mistakes, hit. And then like in Milwaukee, I definitely would say I felt worse than what I was in New York playing, but still like an all around solid player. And even now it's like, I'm like, man, I don't know if there's another excuse other than like, I'm getting worse. My hand-eye coordination is not as good as it was. Like I'm not squaring up the ball. And so I'm getting way more ground balls or pop-ups because I'm not squaring it up and hitting line drives. And as much as I feel like before in soft pitch, I was like getting, you know, three hits a game. And it's crazy feeling. Now the flip side too is because I play hockey consistently, and I will of course quickly hit a wall. And hockey is the hockey club is, they're not games, you know. They're very much like we will throw sticks aside and play teams. We're not keeping score.
Right.
Like if you kind of fucking dog it on a play or make a mistake and someone scores, like no one cares. It's just like you just go back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's not as much stakes where like softball, it's like, you know, there's three outs, there's an ump, there's runs,
some
there's
more
like
organization to it.
Obviously, it's not. Yeah. So like your mistakes are very much felt.
Costly.
So there's probably a difference there, but also I hadn't, when I started playing hockey in this club, I hadn't played in like 15 years.
Yeah.
And so naturally, like I was super rusty, and now I'm like getting better just because of that fact. But
just consistency. Yeah,
you just feel it. I'm like, yeah, I just kind of suck here. And it's a bummer that it will continue to get suckier.
Yeah. Dude, the biggest thing for me, not sports I can't speak to the sports, but necessarily, but like, I feel like the past year, maybe even less, excuse me, I've been sick the past 2 days. The past year, maybe even less, I feel like my eyesight has drastically like
declined. That's a big part of it with softball, especially because it's more important in that than hockey. And absolutely, I wear glasses, but like the lighting, the field lighting I told you is fucking atrocious. So like that affects me. The ball is dirty a lot of the time, right? It's like it's supposed to be a bright yellow ball, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's like a dirty yellow ball. And yeah, just like my eyesight.
Generally.
Is worse. My hearing too, dude.
What?
My hearing.
Yeah.
Jeremy
my
tells me all the time.
Yeah. Is it your hearing or is it your listening?
What it actually is my ability to multitask is significantly worse than what it used to be.
Really? Interesting.
Yes, I think so. It could be the weed.
No.
But even at work, like I think it's more just like, you know, it's not like a problem or anything.
Yeah.
But I just have to make more of an effort to like focus on one thing. I used to be weird. Like I used to listen to like I could like listen to a fucking podcast or a book being read to me while I was like working.
Yeah.
You know, which is like stupid, which is like weird. Like I could like read an email and listen to a podcast, which like doesn't make sense. Now I would.
Oh yeah. Talking and yeah, I, but, and this is not going to surprise you. That has never been my strong suit.
See, I feel like that was not, like, I felt like I was good at spinning multiple plates in my head, I guess.
Dude, that's thoughts. Fucking nuts. Because I was just about to say, I was never good at multitasking. I was good at keeping multiple plates spinning. And what I mean by that is, like, I've always been very good at, like, not always been very good at, but, like, just thinking about, the only metric I have really is work, right? But, like, when I have like several different things, I'm very good at making sure like, okay, I'm doing this now and I focus on that, but next I have to do this, of like just keeping, I have this list, and especially like service industry jobs are a lot of that, is like you're going back to the same things over and over again. But I feel like I've not necessarily like multitasking like you're talking about, where like I would not be able to read one thing and listen to a podcast and retain. If I was doing both those things, I wouldn't retain either of those things.
Yeah. Or just like easy examples. Like I used to be able to like look at my phone and like listen to the television, you know, where like I'll be either, I don't know, checking something on my phone or doing something and something will happen on TV, or Geraldine says something to me and she's like, did you see what happened? Did you hear that? I'm like, no, I have no idea what just happened. Because I was doing this one thing.
Yeah.
And I was incapable of processing another thing.
I was doing both things and now I don't know anything about either one. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, feeling it, and yeah, about to be. Yeah, my birthday's coming up. You just had a birthday.
I did. And you do. Yeah. It's a couple days. Oh man. Well, let me read a couple things to you. I know I've read some of this to you before, but there's a couple more things. I found this notebook after our conversation last week.
Oh shit! Are these the ideas for the television ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you this one, but good starting point. Matt works from home, turns his side of the house into a cubicle farm, swears nobody wants to work anymore.
No wait, how does that explore? So
no, this is just ideas. No, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to run with it. I turned my side of the house into a cubicle farm, am I trying to like fill it, like rent out the spots?
Well, or that's what we talked about last week, and that would be really funny if you had employees. But I also,
but I don't think you layered in the doesn't think people want to work anymore, which is
and
really
I'm
funny,
also I'm picturing you addition in your remember that hotel New Year's Eve party we did? I'm picturing you in the outfit you wore to that, which was like
a, like suspenders, and slick back hair.
Yeah, just very like Gordon Gekko.
Wow, you what a pull! You just pulled that a New Year's party that we that had to have been like 14 years ago.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
We were probably like 22.
Yeah,
maybe even 21.
No, we'd have to be. God, you wouldn't be 21. You might have been 21.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. I feel like we were so this will get us way too sidetracked. So
oh yeah,
we don't have to go down that route.
That was enough for me though. Honestly, we don't have to get into it. But like since then, I've just been kind of like, yeah, New Year's, who cares?
No, it's just an age. It was we were if not the first time.
Oh,
it was
Eagles! Just, it happy was just, birthday.
Yo, happy birthday, Eagles. Thanks for popping us. In.
Thanks for spending it
birthday
here.
Birthday stash.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think we were 20. Yeah. Okay. Not going to do it. Read the next idea.
It was a great party, but it was also like.
Don't even say anything else. Okay, say anything
all right.
Else.
Andrew wears.
It's just we were so young.
Oh. Sir? Andrew wears prop glasses to go unnoticed when he sees regulars outside of work. Matt is confused when it actually works, which that is very much something that has happened to me very often.
Sunglasses or like just glasses?
Sunglasses. I don't just basically like almost like, you know, how the like stupid like celebrity don't notice me, I'm a celebrity of like the plain baseball cap that is not anything.
Yeah.
But it is amazing.
Which is like kind of a giveaway.
Right, yeah. It's like don't notice. Look at me. I'm nobody. Look at me. Seriously. I'm nobody. Look at me.
Yeah. I'm wearing the fucking celebrity who doesn't want to be spotted costume.
Yeah.
That would actually be a good Halloween costume.
That would be good.
Like a Yankees hat, would that fit? Or does it have to be just like a Yankees black?
Hat. A Yankees hat would fit.
Or like a Red Sox hat. It has to be like, or a Dodgers hat would work. Like a major city.
Yeah, those are the big three. Yankees, like Red Sox, or Dodgers. Because
yeah,
there's a lot of people
one of those.
That, like, there's a lot of people in the entertainment industry that come out of Boston and then the... And New York and L.A., but a lot of people go to New York or L.A. to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's, so like, especially for the amount of time, like, living and working in the same neighborhood, it's incredible. You'd see people, and they just kind of, like, you know, like, a little...
So you're talking about... You're talking about. I thought you were saying coworkers didn't notice you because of your getup. But you're saying customers.
No, like regulars. Yeah,
regulars. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. That's funny.
Yeah, not coworkers. Not
he's confused. When
but
it
they
works.
Just they straight up like they only know you in that context. And Starbucks was really weird too because you could just tell how little. The things that I knew about people was just kind of an indicator of like how little they like valued us. Like they're just kind of like, oh my God, like you probably shouldn't be talking about this around strangers, but it's like, well, it's just the help.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, Matt joins a softball team that needs an extra player for subs, never gets in, but keeps getting invited back because he's a good clubhouse guy.
I could see that being, that's a good sitcom-y episode.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're like integral to the team, but you don't actually like participate in the game. But people are like, no, we need you there. And I think it's the last one I have that I have.
That's where I'm going to end up, man. That's where I'm going to end up if I keep playing like this.
This is the last.
If I have more games like today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost over. No, it is not. It is actually not the last. I have a couple more. Matt has a half-hour lunch break. This one's very, like, Kramer-esque. Matt has a half-hour lunch break, but somehow can do hours worth of errands and still have time left over before his break ends.
What? I feel like is it because I'm going over the 30 minutes or because I'm somehow absurd, like, that?
You're accomplishing an absurd amount of, it's like a weird, like, time thing.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's kind of, I'm picturing, like, more of, like, a sight gag. Like, it's just this montage of you getting so many things done. And then you get back and you sit down at your desk and it's, like, 11:58. And you still have 2 minutes left on your break. This one.
Man, lunch breaks. Lunch breaks.
Well.
I still break for lunch during the day, but, like, mm-hmm. It's not, obviously, I'm here, it's different. Right. My lunch breaks were always, that was such a thing. That was such a.
Yeah, lunch breaks, they are a thing.
It's crazy, because I like, most jobs where I had them, I just ate out. The eating in the car, I guess you probably, I don't know.
I've done that. That was a big thing for me in Florida. Because
I
just wanted to get away from my coworkers for 30 minutes. Like, it was brutal. Yeah. Because you could not. I was one of the, like, problem solvers. I kind of just have been that at all of the Starbucks I worked at. But I was, like, one of the problem solvers. So if I was on site and someone had a problem, they would find me. I'm like, I don't even want to do this when I'm getting paid. I certainly don't want to do it for fucking free.
They would, like, tap on the glass of your car.
No. I would go hey, to, like, a drive-thru.
Question.
I was close to a Sonic. That was.
You park, like, under a bridge.
Park under a bridge, get some tinfoil and a lighter out. No, I would go to Sonic a lot.
Ooh, Sonic!
Yeah,
get some slushies. Lunch,
cherry limeade for sure. But yeah,
lunch.
All that food is such crap. I know it's. I'm not breaking any ground here, and I'm really excited for.
Dude, I used to eat out for every DOE days, every single day.
Oh yeah, but like
every single day, I would drive to a different fast food or some version of that. You know.
And I know, like, Chipotle is not, like, healthy for you, but if it's something like that, it feels a little better, you know, like you're getting some vegetables or something.
Because I agree, like, they do, is Chipotle, is that a trick, or is it a lie, are they not, is it not, is it just as bad? Because it seems like it'd be better, it's all, the ingredients
it seems like
are.
It. Yeah, it seems like it, for sure. But, I mean, one, probably, my first guess would be the, portions. The portions are definitely probably more than, like, knocking down a burrito bowl every time. Like, I don't need to do that, but I do.
I need to knock down a burrito bowl. You've actually got me in on the burrito bowl with chips.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm
mortar. Because I used to be a burrito guy, and I still am. I do like the burritos, but yeah, the chip move is because it's like more food. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it seems healthier, but I also like part of me just can't accept that, if that makes sense. It's just like it's probably less bad, but. I can't imagine that it's just
you should, like eat Chipotle every day.
Right. But even if I could throw it in there, it'd be better. But where I was at in Florida, in the like half hour, the radius of being able to get somewhere, get food, eat it, and get back in a half hour, which is insane when you think about it. Like, I'm spending 8 hours, like, working, like, you can't even throw, like, 45 minutes would be nice, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Strictly a half hour. It's kind of crazy. But like, I could really only reach like McDonald's, Sonic, and Burger King, which is not exactly
a holy trio.
Yeah, not a recipe for
Sonic and Burger King. For me, it would be McDonald's would be. It'd be McDonald's probably. I don't even know if I'd go to the other two, but I guess if you only had those three, I'd probably rotate.
I love Burger King.
I kind of like Burger King now too. I've
fuck with Burger King.
I like Burger King.
Double Whopper.
I don't know Sonic. I can't even speak on it because I don't really. I've had it like once or twice.
It's like a lot of snacks. I feel like their whole menu is like mini corn dogs, tater tots, four boneless wings. Like just like. You know, the frozen food dinners.
Yeah.
Like frozen food anytizers, basically.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. So this one's kind of fun. It's I pictured it as like a cold open situation. Andrew gives a guy.
Ooh, Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Sorry, Reading Eagle. No, nice. Reading Eagle's comment.
If those were the only three I went to, I'd probably just go to Sonic for tater tots and nuggets. Okay, so
we got a Sonic guy.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Snacks.
Yeah, yeah, which is totally
tenders,
fine.
Tenders.
Which is totally
love
fine.
Me some tenders.
If a Wingstop is over there, Wingstop. I would be right there with you, Eagles. I was a big fan of the lemon pepper wings. All right. This is like a cold open idea. Andrew gives a guy a dollar to hit his joint outside of the bar. We then follow the dollar as it exchanges hands in various fashions. Pool bet, pay for drinks, make change from register, etc. Before winding up back with Andrew, who goes outside and once again offers a dollar for a hit.
But it's got to be... So the guy who gave you the hit also has to be in. Like, he's the one who he puts the pool bet down.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, wins, so he places a bet, he loses, a guy...
and then he gets it back.
The guy who, like, wins, pays for his drink in cash, it goes in the register, so
yeah.
The bartender makes change, and they're like, it winds up back with me at some point.
Yeah. That's the whole show?
Yeah, yeah, that's 24 minutes right there.
That's the dollar.
Yeah, the dollar show. No, it's like cold open, roll credits, or roll opening credits. This one is very much...
Oh, cold, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, this one's very much rendezvous inspired, you'll appreciate this. Andrew has to close for a week. At the end of the week, he goes to the bar and finds Matt playing pool with a new group of friends, and they Oh my God, what did I just say about my eyes? They rejoin each other and interact like estranged partners. Andrew has to close for a week. So you basically start, think of rendezvous, right?
Yeah.
You wind up in the billiards circle.
Because, well, we're not hanging out because you have to close.
Yeah, because I have to close.
Yeah. Okay. And...
So you end up in the billiards circle.
And so I get hooked on in this billiards. Yeah, the weird
billiards. I'm sitting at the bar not knowing you're there, and you're with all your billiards buddies yucking it up. And then you come to the bar and grab a drink, and we just are like,
oh, hey.
Oh, you look good.
Yeah, because I was mad at you. I was mad at you for closing. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And then I find, yeah.
All right. Now that. This is actually the last one. All right. Andrew explains to his coworker friend his relationship with Matt. Coworker is jealous, tries to get Andrew to denounce Matt and Andrew's friendship. And I have a couple of like just quickly jotted like dialogues. Okay, but best friend how? Do you think it was like a convenience thing? And then but, like, just best high school friend, right? Not really in touch with, like, your other high school friends?
Wait, what's this person's motive?
Maybe they think we're best friends.
But you, the show, you have to start kind of considering it. Like, maybe he's onto something. And then you tell me, like, you're just like, maybe he's right. And then you tell me about it. And I'm like, no, I don't like you talking to him.
That could be intertwined with the pool table. Because it's like, you're running with a new crew. And now he's in my ear.
And you got it. You're closing a lot.
Like, did you just like go to high school together and still talk to each other? Yeah. So I thought that would be fun. For those of you that are listening on a regular, Hellebuck with a hell of a save. Those of you who listened to last week's episode, there's a little more for you. A little follow-up. A little lanyard. Oh, God.
And Cubs lost.
Yeah, they did.
Now they got to face Skeens tomorrow. It's fucking going to lose this series. Shitty-ass Pirates.
Yeah, I saw that someone, like, fell from the, like, stands out there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I got, like, an ESPN alert that, like, someone fell.
Jesus, what a...
Cubs Pirates game.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't really watch because of I was fucking attempting to play softball.
Yeah.
Oh, what else do I got? What do I got going on? What happened this week?
I had orientation today for my new job.
Oh yes, I forgot it was today. How was it?
Oh God. It was
Like, is it training, or was it, like, the bullshit? Like, you have to watch these videos about
paperwork, like, and videos. Harassment? Not harassment. So I figured
Okay. You have to watch these constant videos about harassment.
No, they did not denounce harassment at all, so I'm
I guess you can harass. Okay, good. That's big. That's big news.
Yeah, it's going to be huge for me.
It's going to be really nice.
Especially with, like, the way my last three jobs ended, it's nice to not have to worry about it anymore. No, it's okay. So you've never been to Seattle?
No.
Are you familiar, like, with Pike's Place Market?
I mean, as a destination,
as a concept. So there's, like, fish.
There's
fishmongers there, and they throw them.
Yeah, they huck them. Yeah, I knew that.
They huck them. We watched it was probably 5 minutes, but it felt like a full-length feature film. It felt like it was 10 minutes of those guys, and it would show them, like, you know, having a good time at work, and then it would cut to them, and they'd be like, you know, like, you got a choice, you know? Like, I show up to work, and it's like, I have to do this. It can be miserable or it can be fun, and I choose fun. And, like, just really, like, we've got Kool-Aid over here. Want a sip? I think you're muted.
Oh, shit. Thank you. This is in the video you watched?
The video, yeah. For the grocery store cashier job that I have.
Don't do it for money. Do it for love. And it shows the cashiers, like, juggling groceries as they go. As they scan them.
Well, there's this one... The funniest part, I need to tell DT about this because it was hilarious. Because, of course, it looks like it was shot no less than 20 years ago. But the funniest part is one of the guys is like, yeah, you know, like, I got 2.5 hours of sleep last night, but I gotta work. So, like, they just kept saying, they're like, yeah, I gotta be here, but I'm choosing to have fun. The guy's like, I got 2.5 hours of sleep last night, but, you know, like, I'm
choosing to have fun. These guys
just have fun, and it's like a weird
cult. I'm choosing to have fun.
He goes, I'm 24, so I'm gonna bounce back. And this guy looked like he was a 38-year-old pack a day smoker. Like, what? 24?
I'm gonna say that at work tomorrow. Yeah, I have to be on this meeting, but I'm choosing to have fun.
Everybody, we all have to be here, but we all get to choose to have fun.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, if you're not having fun here at this job, that's on you. That's a choice,
yeah.
It's a choice you're making.
But, like, their job, too, like, there's a theatrical aspect of that job, too, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, they're throwing fish, They're kind of like sign spinners, basically. Like the hucking of the fish is a bit of like an attention thing. And they're like, bring a customer back behind, and they're like, all right, we're going to throw it to you. And it's like, what does this have? What does A have to fucking do with B in this scenario? Like,
yeah. Hey, kid, you want to give a shot scanning these?
Yeah. Hey, sport.
It's like you're a pilot. You invite the kid into the cockpit. It's like, hey, you want to come back here?
Yeah.
There's a button that turns on the conveyor belt. I'm having fun.
And this button, if you hit it while someone's on the toilet, they'll get sucked out of it. Just drop them from the sky. Yeah.
I can't believe they should. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Just so fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's just... And it's like, it's annoying too, because it's, to me, it tells me that you know that this job sucks. And I haven't done it.
Right.
Just
Molly make it not suck this, like, by like treating us well and
let it be a means to an end. Okay.
And now that you're showing me this, it feels like you felt you had to, because so many people weren't having fun.
Yeah. And we were talking about it, and I'm like, it's a grocery store. There's like things you can do. And they have like a beer and wine section. And she's like, oh, like maybe you could do that. And like I said, almost verbatim, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I'll enjoy being a cashier, but there's other things, and I might find something I really like. But that video was just like, dude, come on. Like, just give me the resources to do my job well. Give me enough money that I don't have to stress out at the end of each month. And everything else is fucking lanyap. Like, it's, come on. Like, it's the hoops that these people will jump through. To do any, we've tried everything. Have you tried paying everyone $5 more? Well, that's just ridiculous.
But did you see the video? Did you see the fish video?
No, they should choose to have fun.
I'll send it to you. You watch it again.
Yeah.
Because that video cost us thousands.
Right. It's different, but the concept of like.
You paid a lot of money for that video. You should be happy.
Unions are really bad for employees. That's why we spend millions of dollars to try and convince employees not to join unions.
Wait, so what this store, though, is it like a locally owned thing? Is it like they own a chain in the city?
Yeah, it's a... I think it's the greater Portland area. Like, there's a couple of stores.
But is it owned by, like, Albertsons? Is it one of those where it's like...
No, it's owned by some rich family.
Albertsons.
Yeah, the Albertsons. No, it's not an Albertsons. It's owned by the Bridgeport Oscos.
Eight Corners Osco?
Yeah.
Eight Corners CVS now?
Yeah.
I think it's a CVS.
I don't know.
It was still an Osco way after Oscos were Oscoing. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. Because I guess Jewel became Jewel Osco. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is really hyper local suburban.
At Osco, Chicago. You can count on
but
people.
There was that Osco at Eight Corners, baby. Ride the bike up, get some candy, shop around the fucking sunglasses section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check out the Sports Illustrated with like 3 week old sports news.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting if you think, like, Sports Illustrated, like, it's completely superfluous at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's meant to be, I guess. The only thing they can try and sell you on are, like, exclusive interviews and articles and stories about, you know, they have to, like, tell a story. By the way, two things. I'm okay if we want to call it at like the 45-50 mark just to get things cooking.
I feel like BG3. Legal would not be happy with us, but that's fine. No, that's okay. Because I put out the episode we recorded last week, I put out on Monday. So it'd be a double pod, a double episode week. I think the three people who listen would appreciate that.
Well, the other thing I already forgot I was going to say. So.
Nice. I was talking about Sports Illustrated.
Oh, Sports Illustrated. Oh, I was going to ask if you saw, if you looked at that PCA.
No, I haven't yet.
All right. It's fascinating. The center fielder is... It's not an article or anything, but it's like a little... It's a little... I guess a story. A write-up that MLB
box
put out.
420 base, 69. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Y'all should box? Like, beatbox?
Got it going in my head. But I'm nervous.
But yeah, he's like an insanely good. It gives context as to fight
in a sanctioned like fight duel. Yeah.
Oh, we should.
I can't that believe clear we it didn't up. Think about that.
That clear it up. Who will anyone sanction us?
I Zona 4D will. I got you.
What's the word for this? What's happening?
Are we getting high?
Zona 4D. All right. Well, we're gonna play. Let's end it. Let's end the pod and let's switch to Baldur's Gate. These new chatters. This is how we handle new chatters.
I saw this podcast promoted on Facebook. Oh baby!
Damn son, where'd you find this?
I play these.
What year was that?
I play these goddamn sound drops. No one can hear them.
No one can hear them.
I'm stupid. Let's remember that. All right. You've been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can interact with us on twitch.tv/bestfriends420. Like our boys Zona4D and 420base_god6969. I'm surprised that... how long have you been on Twitch? That must have been like available right away. Taken right away.
420 base God's following, and we have a following alert that's not the fucking
not
right
the one
thing.
We set up. God,
no,
son of a bitch.
Wait, I don't know. All right, let's end the pod, and then I'm gonna ask. We're gonna stay on. I'm gonna ask Bobby, this person some more questions.
Well, sorry, Rob. 420 base God 6969 is taken.
He's gonna go.
Bobby Drew into White Mons. Yeah. Omaha. All right, you. Never mind. So for best friends 420 on twitch.tv. If you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, rate and comment, that'd be great. If not, check out Overcast. It's another podcatcher app, does the basic same things, just less clicking around than the Apple one, or you know, maybe you're not an Apple user at all. Don't use Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio's been dead to me for a very long time. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.